This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
It's like an alternate reality of the of what we did on the album. It's equally beautiful, but an alternate universe.
That's pianist Billy Childs talking with KNKX in 2023 about his then-new album, Winds of Change. He recorded the album with one quartet, but brought a different band on this trip to Seattle. Sean Jones on trumpet with bassist Hans Glavashnig and drummer Christian Heumann. That's Billy Childs' tune, The End of Innocence, from a KNKX session with his touring quartet in 2023. Jazz musicians have always found the best way to get better is to play with as many great musicians as possible, to become fluent in the language of music. Childs has played with hundreds, if not thousands, of musicians, and he loved the vibe with the group on the Winds of Change album.
It was just such a beautiful exchange of ideas on that session, you know, and these are... We were four people who were in conversation with each other, and I couldn't think of anybody better.
So what about the touring band? Was Childs trying to get this group to keep up with the quartet on the album?
No. They're not trying to keep up with anything. They are the standard. But everybody, just as every individual is different, so are these two quartets.
Master of the Game, from pianist Billy Childs' 2023 KNKX studio session. Childs honors his musical mentors every time he plays, particularly Chick Corea's dazzling technique and love of classical music. He learned a lot about music from Corea and also about the history of jazz.
I felt like part of a lineage, you know, when he would tell me stories about Miles, about Stan Getz, you know, about Return to Forever, about writing symphonic music, kind of the pillar of what makes me the musician that I am.
As you can hear, Billy Childs loves working with a trumpet player. The quartet played one of Childs' first favorite jazz songs from trumpet legend Freddie Hubbard. Turns out it was written by another great jazz pianist.
That was one of the first jazz songs that I heard that I really related to. I was like, wow, this is great. And it was on the Freddie Hubbard album, The Black Angel. And it was by Kenny Barron. Kenny Barron's playing is so spectacular on that. And I don't know Kenny as well as I knew Chick, but I know Kenny, and we're very friendly to each other, and he's one of the giants living today.
Billy Childs' quartet playing Kenny Barron's The Black Angel in 2023. Winds of Change earned Childs a Grammy for Best Jazz Instrumental Album, but he was already full of ideas for his next projects, collaborations with the L.A. Philharmonic, saxophone and violin concertos.
And I want to do a recording of this jazz chamber and poetry thing that I've been working on for quite some time. So there's a lot, and that's not even half of it.
Billy Childs, finding new ways and new partners to express his music. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.